Hey there, and welcome to the latest episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy, the podcast that helps you navigate the ever-changing landscape of mobile marketing. Hi there, and welcome to another episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy. I'm Kim Stewart.
And I'm Hazel Fruitman.
And today we are going to talk about how you can integrate mobile wallet marketing with your existing marketing campaigns. First thing let's do, which we always do because we always have new listeners who don't really know what mobile wallet marketing is or what a mobile wallet marketing pass is we're going to have like a little primer. And Hazel, you want to take that part?
Oh, absolutely. So mobile wallet marketing, what it is a pass in your Apple Wallet app. An Apple Wallet app is a native app that's on every iPhone. That's millions of iPhones.
Absolutely, millions and millions. Apple does your distribution for you.
And this pass can be used to brand your company. You put a simple logo on there, a simple strip, image, and your pertinent details of your company and your tagline.
So what happens on the back of the pass?
On the back of the pass is really fun. You can do a lot of links. Links to your social media, links to your website, links to podcasts, links to your YouTube channel.
So when we're talking about links, what happens when I have a pass open on my iPhone and I'm looking at the back and I see a link that says, click here for our latest podcast episode. So I tap the link and what happens?
It will pop up right into iTunes and there you are listening to your podcast.
So what if I have a phone number or an email address on there as a link? What happens then?
Yeah, well, those are called call to actions. And one tap, you can call. So and like one tap, you can email.
Click to call, yeah. Click to email. What if I put in, like, say, a social media follow link? Like, I'm working on building my Twitter followers, and so I put a link in for the Twitter there. What happens then? Does it launch the Twitter app?
It absolutely does. And if you're with Facebook, it will launch right onto your Facebook page.
Super. So it does YouTube, it does Vimeo, it does Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, pretty much anything that is an existing app on the phone or anything that Apple recognizes as not needing an app.
That's right.
Okay, super. So I think we've covered that. If you have questions or concerns, definitely refer back to any of the explanation pages, either here on Domino Research, or you might want to check out mobilewalletmarketer.com, which is a mobile wallet marketing platform that we use and recommend. Actually, that's our platform. So anyway, let's go on and talk about how you can integrate this into your existing marketing plan. So I think the first thing that you probably want to do is determine what you're doing for
right.
campaigns.
Right. If whether you have mailers, you do email lists, whether you have social media campaigns running, and what you can do in conjunction with mobile wallets.
So can I use this with, like, say, Google AdWords or Bing Ads or something like that?
Yes, I can.
Super cool. How does it work? How do I do this? I mean, one of the things that we know from experience is that mobile wallet marketing is about 15 times more efficient than standalone email campaigns. So if I'm already running an email campaign, say I send out a newsletter once a week, what can I do to incorporate mobile wallet marketing into my email campaign? And should I do that?
Well, that would be one of the first steps of what you should do, absolutely. You could do that by having your pass outlaid on your template of your email and with a QR code with a little description of what to do and how to put the pass onto your phone.
Okay, so there's the QR code option. What about the direct link? I should have that in my mailer as well.
Yes.
And maybe I want to do an actual graphic of a pass on a phone so that people understand that they're going to click this or they're going to open up their wallet and scan this and this is going to jump on their phone. Otherwise, if I just put a blind link in there, I'm probably going to scare some people when Apple Wallet opens up.
Absolutely, because Apple Wallet does open up. So you will be taken from where you were to Apple Wallet. It will pop up, you add the pass, and you're ready to go.
So I do this in my mailer campaigns. I can do this on my Facebook advertising, my Google AdWords. I can very craftily come up with 140 characters for Twitter that has my link in it. If I wanted to use, like, say, Twitter, can I use, like, say, a bit.ly short link or something like that to shorten up the pass install link?
Absolutely.
Okay, super. So that passes through. Again, you want to tell people they're going to be adding a pass to their wallet or installing a pass to their wallet or downloading a pass to their wallet, something to the effect so that they know. If you don't do that, the conversion ratio is absolutely horrible, and we would never recommend that you just blindly try to send people into this. So once we get the pass installed, and I'm going to message my user base with new content. Let's say that we're talking about a podcast marketer and they have a new episode. They update their pass with a new episode. They want to let people know that there's a new episode. So they want to send that to the lock screen.
So the lock screen, yeah. And it will be shown right there. It's unobtrusive. And it's a great notification, great way to let people know of your next episode on your podcast.
Super. And I don't always have to send out the message to the lock screen. If I just want to change a couple of things and not bug anybody, you can do it that way as well. So you've got the two different options there with either message or not message. You also have the geolocation, proximity, time-based notifications, depending on what type of pass you're using. I guess we should mention that there are different types of passes. There are passes that have a time-based element. All passes can have a location or a proximity-based element. That would be using the phone's geo notification or using an iBeacon. And a lot of people have probably vaguely heard of iBeacons, but I had one of our customers last week say to me, "What exactly is an iBeacon? Do you have one?" Of course, I happened to have one in my pocket because I was going to give it to him, but what exactly is an iBeacon?
Well, it's a little tiny box that holds a transmitter. It's Bluetooth. It's a low battery Bluetooth transmitter.
And I think the ones that we use now are like maybe an inch and a half square. So you could tape them up under your cash register table or stick them in your pocket if you're walking around a trade show, or
put it under the booth of the table of the trade show.
Stick it under your podium if you're doing some sort of a speaking engagement and you want to have the proximity notification to let pass holders know this is where you're going to be speaking. So all of those things are really simple. The geo, like we say, it uses either GPS or map coordinates. We could take a map address, or in some cases it's easier just to take the GPS coordinates. We feed those into the pass, and if the person with their phone walks by, drives by, flies by, a really good great example of this is I fly on United like all the time.
Right.
And I always use the United app to check in for my flight.
Yes.
It gives me the option of adding my boarding pass to my Apple Wallet as well as just being in their app. And what happens when I go with the Apple Wallet add-on is the pass goes into my Apple Wallet. It's a boarding card pass, is Apple's technical name for it. And when I get within like 100 meters, 100 yards of the TSA security check-in, the lock screen notification pops up on my lock screen of my iPhone. And with a single tap, I don't have to unlock the phone. I don't have to open anything. There's my boarding pass. I sit it down on the little machine at security, or if I happen to be at the gate, I put it over the little machine at the gate, and it reads my boarding pass directly from my Apple Wallet, which is really convenient. If you're carrying around a lot of bags or, you know, like you have with children, it's so much easier than having to unlock your phone or dig around for a piece of paper, boarding pass, whatever. So that's a good one for how the iBeacons are set up to work. Let's talk about the back of the pass and what kind of things should be on the back of the pass.
Well, your information of who you are, where you're located, what to call you, your email link, what product you're selling or service that you have.
So we're looking at things like offers, information, newest to oldest or most important to least important in order from top to bottom, would you say?
That would be a great idea. Depends how you want to structure your pass, but that's a great way to do it.
We find that people generally will tap on the first or the second link, and that takes them somewhere because it is a direct call to action. So if your first link is your website link and your second link is a click here to email me, usually one of those two things is going to happen. It's not that many people that go like 8 lines down and find, you know, some obscure terms and conditions link or whatever. So you really want to keep that in mind when you're planning out the order for the back of the pass. I would probably go with, in our case, we generally do a product page first. That's the link that goes straight to making a subscription purchase of Mobile Wallet Marketing. Our second one is usually to either another page in our website or to, say, our news and updates page, something like that. And then we have a click to call. I think we have a click to email.
Yes, we do.
Then we'll have a couple more things like, oh, here's a link to our latest podcast, or here's a link to our latest YouTube video, or whatever it is that we've done that we want to push. But we do find the best success with the prioritized links higher up on the back of the pass. Now, passes. We can't stress enough that there is no magic here. Somebody has to actually agree to put your pass in their wallet. And you have to tell them to put your pass in their wallet. There are two ways of doing the installs, one being the QR codes.
Scan the QR code. You open Apple Wallet. You scan. You press
add pass.
And then you hold up your phone to the QR code and scan it right in.
So I can get my friend's pass to also install on my phone just by standing next to them using my phone to do it. The other way is to tap the link. And the link can be transmitted in email, on a web page, on a Facebook ad, on a Facebook page. Pretty much any possible way that somebody using their mobile device can see a clickable link to the URL is how you can give them that information. One really cool thing that is going to start happening, it's just been announced by Apple, before the end of the year, Apple Pay, which is another functionality of Apple Wallet, and you don't have to use one to use the other, but Apple Pay is going to be enabled on mobile websites, kind of in the same way that the Buy Now button with PayPal or the Buy Now button with Amazon, if you use the Amazon payment system. People who have Apple Pay set up in their phones with the thumbprint reader, so that's like the 6, the 6 Plus, the new phone from this week. There are iPads that do the fingerprint readers, so this is going to move into iPad as well, which opens up like a whole new big screen experience for people. It's a huge demographic of people that are now going to see their wallet more than ever. And if your pass is sitting in their wallet next to their credit cards or next to other stuff that they might have tucked in their wallet, you know, Starbucks, United Airlines, American Airlines, all these companies are using the Passbook. Well, it's called Wallet now, but it used to be Passbook. They're all using this platform as an easy way to engage people right there on the lock screen and to get people to do things and interact and engage. So let's say, for instance, that you were hosting an event. you used a pass, let's say you used an event ticket pass, which is another name of a pass type that Apple provides, and your event is at some restaurant on Thursday night. And you're not going to have a big computer set up and barcode readers and this, that, and the other. And you have two options. You could give people paper tickets or you could send them some kind of an email confirmation. But what happens to an email confirmation?
It gets lost.
They throw it away after it's done. A paper ticket, do they save that? What does it matter if they save that? They can't do anything else with it. Yes, maybe they could light a fire if they were in an emergency. But if they have the pass in their phone, and we have currently a 90% average retention rate, well, after Thursday has come and gone and your event is over, what happens next Tuesday if you want to reach out to all the attendees and ask them to fill out a short survey, or maybe you want to let them know about another event that you have coming up, or maybe you want to tell them about some sort of a partner offer that you have, or just give them some follow-up information for your business or whatever the reason was that they came to your event. What else can you do this with besides the mobile wallet pass?
That's all. I mean, it's so fluid that you can add new links on the back to your next event.
Completely change the contents and then the new messages for, you know, like, oh, say you host a dinner party somewhere every fourth Monday. Well, on the third Monday of the month, I would be sending out reminders to everybody saying, have you gotten your new tickets? If they haven't gotten their new tickets, it's a great time, you know, to sell new tickets. There's all kinds of things that you can do to go back and remarket your existing customers or your existing prospects, because these passes stay in the phone. They don't get deleted as a general rule. Now, what's the number one reason people delete passes? Too much messaging?
Too much messaging? Yes, that's a big deal. Besides, you don't want to message too much.
You can change the contents without sending the message, but we generally suggest that you keep the messaging to maybe once a week outside of your geolocations. Now, if somebody's walking by your location, whether it's a retail store or a restaurant or a medical office, whatever, the geo notifications that pop up and just remind them that you're around the corner, those are great. They go away after about 2 minutes if nobody actually does anything with them. They just fall off the lock screen. So there's a lot of different things that you can do. You just want to be sure that you're not overdoing it.
That's right. That's right.
And if you're using something like Infusionsoft or Salesforce or some of these other really expensive tools, you can certainly integrate into these things. The QR codes are simply images. The links are just links. You can run them right into your preset email or your preset SMS or whatever you're using to do your delivery on your sales collateral material. It's completely compatible. You can do all manner of things along those lines with it. And if you've got questions about how to integrate it with a system that you currently have running, we're always happy to answer those questions. You can drop us an email. It's info@dominoresearch.com for stuff like that. We generally will get back to you within a day and give you our thoughts or our ideas. And if there's something that won't work, we can usually find an alternative solution that will fit the bill.
Usually.
And that's all I've got for today.
Yes. Well, yeah, I think we covered everything. So integrate with your existing campaigns and get mobile wallet marketing working for you.
Absolutely. Okay. Great. We're good. Have a good week.
Thank you.